Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It is one half of your sports bros, Isaac. That's me. Big Sook is not over there. We do have Schultzy, though, and we got to get a vibe check. How you feeling?
A little more nervous now. Getting closer. Feeling good, but a little nervous, you know.
Yeah, I do know.
Shaking in my boots. You as a Royals fan who have experienced this thing, sir.
Playoff baseball is a wild ride when it's your team.
Yeah. Important game three, man.
Just very important.
Chance to
you're right.
Have two opportunities if they win tonight to knock them out at home.
Yeah.
That'd be a big, big thing.
Yep. You don't want to give them momentum.
Nope.
So it's Shane Bieber against, is it George Kirby tonight?
It is. Who I will, if Mariners fans and PNW baseball fans have forgotten, Kirby was the one that got the final out to seal the Mariners' win against the Blue Jays in the wild card after they came back from that, like, 8-run deficit or whatever. Remember? Crazy, like, 9-1 beatdown, and then Carlos Santana hit a bomb. J.P. Crawford hit, like, a single into the triangle, and everybody scored. And, yeah, so.
I do not remember any
George
of that.
Kirby got that last out in that game.
Was that, when was that, 2 years
22.
Ago?
22. Last, yeah, when they broke the playoff drought.
Yeah, dude, I'd block that out.
No, it's funny because everybody, like, they remember the Astros, you know, beating the Mariners in the DS in that game two walk-off home run that disappointed them before they came back home to Seattle for that 18-inning brawl. But before that, the Mariners did beat the Blue Jays in the wild card. So,
yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're their daddies. I think that's what the kids say.
I'm your daddy, bitch.
Wow. Well, Schultzy, he's been a little nervous today. You can hear it in his voice.
Yeah, I apologize.
It's been a little knee shaky over there.
Hasn't
but that's
been my
okay.
best effort today.
It's okay. You're doing great.
Thanks.
Doing great. Head up, kid.
Appreciate you.
So they're about to get underway. Coming up tonight in the club. Let's see what we have here. Oh, we got to get through the to the Chicken Man interview. He was interviewed by the Willamette Week.
We've been teasing that all week.
I know. I just haven't gotten to it.
No, it's fine. I'm just really excited about it.
What else do we have? We have at what age people peak, a new survey. That age may surprise you.
I like this.
And we have a power rank of the worst feelings.
Okay. Like emotions?
No.
Okay.
I'll explain when we get to it.
Oh, cool.
Okay. Can I also, real quick, sports interlude here?
I mean, it is a sports show.
Great point. This pertains to nothing, but I was there, you know, I've got it on the pregame for the Mariners, you know, and they're showing a bunch of highlights, you know, and they slow-mo the highlights and
yeah,
you know, some guy gets a big hit or whatever, and
add some tension, yeah,
and you can read his lips, you know, with
yep,
and it's always let's go, seemingly. It's either come on or let's go. Like when someone does something really big. Is let's go the most overused phrase in sports?
Oh, yeah. Hands down.
Can we come up with another one? Is there something else, maybe a little bit more fun, that we could say?
I mean, F yeah, but
you get some of that, too.
You do get some of that.
You know, the golf fans are like, nobody likes mashed potatoes, you know, when somebody tees off, you know, and you hear him say, mashed potatoes!
Oh, do you want to know?
Get in the hole. Nobody likes any of that.
Do you, I have a favorite one that's 15 years old. It's light the candle. My wife and I say that to each other all the time. There's this clip from
do you yell it?
Yeah.
Light the candle!
Light the candle! Yes, just like
what it was. What does that mean? Like,
it was off. It was after like a Tiger or a Phil Mickelson shot. Like, oh. I'll go find it, but like it was on live TV during an event, and I just have never forgotten it. Light the candle! I like that one.
Well, I think what golf fans are trying to do is, and they're not doing a very good job of it, but I think where the road they're going down is they're trying to avoid, let's go! Come on! You know, just the cliche. Yeah. And so maybe there's a place for something for athletes. Because, like, when athletes, or baseballs particularly, when they celebrate a win, a walk-off win, pretty much all teams ever do is just jump around in one little amoeba.
Yep.
And it's like, does anybody, because in the NFL, they get really creative with celebrations. You know, they love it. Like, NFL guys love their, so why can't we come up with a new phrase when somebody does something good and we have to read your lips something better than let's go? And let's do something a little bit more creative when we win. So when the Mariners win this and they beat the Jays, which they're going to do, let's not just jump around in a circle. Let's do something cool. Like,
isn't the jumping around in a circle, though, and the dancing pretty awesome? Like, that's the Mariners vibe,
it's just
man.
Everybody does it.
Sure, the Mariners started it, though. Now everybody does it. They started that S back in 22, man. And I don't know who started, like, the celebration for, like, a home run in the dugout. Now the Mariners hold up the trident, the Blue Jays put on that jacket or whatever. But, like, every team has that now.
But what would you do? Give me an example of a fun, like, you win the series. You're going to the World Series. Everybody runs out of the dugout on the last out. What would be fun to do that nobody's ever done? Like, why doesn't it, they think about it in the NFL all the time when they score touchdowns. Why don't baseball teams, you know, just go, okay, what are we going to do?
Well, they've been discouraged from that. But if they could,
like, what if you all just ran and jumped on the dugout?
What?
Yeah, it started partying with fans. Started grabbing people's beers.
You know what? There
Dude,
you
that'd
go.
Be epic.
That's the winner, Rob. You've got to go. You've got to find a fan with a beer. You've got to chug it.
Yes.
And that's the winner.
I mean,
I can't think of anything else more fun.
We could do that until somebody gets stabbed or, you know, like, you know, I mean, yeah. You'd have to be at home.
Some jackass would ruin it. You're
but
right.
But the Mariners are at home. I just, you know, I don't know. These are the things I think about.
No, it's like an interesting question.
Somebody just said, I've been complaining about Let's Go for a few years now. It does not matter the sport. It is ever present.
Well, and Let's Go.
Let's Go!
That's even like an insult to umpires. In Major League Baseball, like if you want them to tighten their S up, you don't necessarily have to swear at them. You just say, Let's Go! Like, that is universal language for that was a messed up call. Don't do it again. And I've heard players, like, angrily shout that at umpires pretty frequently.
Yeah, but that, again, that could be interchangeable with, come on!
That exactly.
But I'm talking about,
say,
like,
come on.
Let's go! Like, I just hit a big home run. Let's go! Okay, just, I don't know. What would be... Oh, there's old Randy Johnson throwing him out.
Hell yeah.
He looks good.
Randy throwing out the first pitch. That's really cool.
He looks good. No mullet?
No, doesn't need it anymore. Pro photographer now.
Look at that.
Man, that's cool.
Oh, maybe a rotator cuff issue.
He's like, I can't throw the ball.
He's like, ow. Grabs his shoulder.
You know what? He used it all up. That's fine.
Randy.
You think he throws like a baseball ever?
No, you could tell by that first
pitch.
Yeah, no, he
never. Not
he
once
does not. He hasn't
decade.
Thrown a baseball in 10, 15 years.
Yeah, when did he retire for the Giants? Yeah,
no,
probably
God,
then.
I don't know. All right, we're underway. Let's go. George Kirby v. George Springer. George versus George. Who wins the Battle of the Georges?
The young George v. the old George.
And who says, let's go first?
I'm going to guess John Schneider. He's got a very punchable face, so...
What, the manager?
Yeah, manager for the Blue Jays, yes.
Ooh, good question. Punchable face, Mariners and Blue Jays.
Like most out of players?
Yeah.
I mean, that Nathan Lucas guy, it's spelled Lukes, but it's Lucas. I feel like him or Barger or even Schneider with the glasses.
I think it's Varsho.
Okay. Yeah, he almost has that cross-eyed look in his picture when you look at the lineups.
George Kirby wins!
Let's go.
See, right. You just did it.
One out.
Let's go!
I did.
And then for
Come on!
For the Mariners' most punchable face...
man. Let's see. That was Jesse Winker. He's long gone. I mean, they all kind of
I think it's Logan Gilbert.
I guess.
He seems pouty.
No, he's really cool. He's
actually really nice. But he's got resting bitch face.
He does.
I think that's punchable face.
But he's like super religious and like, no. Like he like begins every interview with thanking God. Like, no, he is not a punchable dude.
I think his face looks punchable.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So we're just going based on face.
Well, yes. I don't know anything about any of these guys. I'm just looking at their faces.
Well,
that's
I know.
Punchable face means.
I don't know everything about them, but all right. If it's just face, like.
Okay. I'm going to, you know, go watch your damn Mariners.
No,
okay.
All right.
Come on, Schultzy. Jesus.
Fuck to it.
Yep.
Oh, somebody said we say let's go constantly. Do we? see, I don't even know it if we do.
See, that it's
I
just,
try not
it's
to.
So not noticeable that you
let's
just kind of utter it. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get on track here. The Big Ten, there's a couple schools that are pushing back against this whole capital investment deal that they have on the table. It's very interesting. We'll tell you why and what may happen there. And up next, your Blazers. I think they lost last night, but I don't know. They played a preseason game. I think they lost. Constantly getting the question, what to expect from the Blazers this season? And I have a very simple answer next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Okay, well, we won't spend anything more than one segment on this. And you probably know why we're not huge on the Blazers here. And that's not because, you know, they're not, well, we don't hate the Blazers here, but we don't love the NBA. I think it's a very flawed league. I've often said too, just because something's local doesn't make it relevant. And I think the Blazers are kind of in that zone right now. No, they're not always in that zone, but right now they are. And, you know, I've always just kind of approached the Blazers here with the idea that there are a lot of people who don't really care about them and don't really care about talk about them as well. And that's, you know, there's a lot of transplants in Portland. And, you know, I just don't think the NBA is a hot topic. And I've always approached it that way. And it's served us well here. Not to say that sometimes they aren't interesting and worth talking about. Other times they're not. So I think we have always done a pretty good job here of knowing when to turn that faucet on and turn that faucet off. So in this instance, I got a call from my kid. He was out in Austin with his buddies. They did the dual bachelorette party. So they were both out there.
That's kind of fun, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So they were all together. They rented a big house and probably just got wasted in Austin.
Yeah.
And celebrated the bride and the groom. They're getting married in January. And so they call me on my phone Friday night. I'm laying there, I think, watching the Mariners.
It was a late game. You said you fell asleep watching them. Yeah.
So I'm laying there watching the Mariners and I see my phone lighting up. Probably like 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock. So it's like 10 or 11 p.m. there in Texas. And I'm like, ooh, they're drunk. I'm not answering this.
Probably smart.
But, you know, as a parent, you know, your kid calls, you're like, what's wrong? You know, you got that instinct too.
Of course.
But I was like, nah, I'm not taking this cheese. I know what's up. They're probably debating, you know, he's with these buddies and his, you know, it's like they're probably debating like, they probably want to ask a question about the Mariners or the Ducks or something.
Ask you about a betting line or something?
Yeah, and so I was like, you know, leadoff walk, let's go. Yay. Oh, dang it, why did I say that? So I got back with him the next day. Like, I'm not falling for this. I'm not talking to a bunch of drunk kids on the phone, okay? I got better things to do, like fall asleep watching the Mariners. And so I text him the next day. I'm like, what's up? Next morning, and he's like, yeah, we were just calling you because my brother wanted to tell you how much he thinks the Blazers are going to compete for the West championship.
God.
And I'm like, oh my God, thank God.
Again?
My instincts were correct, and I did not answer that phone call.
God, because you would have had to listen to them drunkenly explain that.
Let me tell you something. We think the Blazers are going to win. You know, like, dude. And sometimes when I'm out in the wild, I will admit to you. I'll admit to you this. When I'm on the show, when I'm on the show here, I say what I think. I think you guys know that. Sook does the same thing. But when I'm out in the wild and somebody asks me like, hey, you know, what do you think of the Blazers or what do you think the Ducks are going to do against Ohio State or whatever, I typically try to feel them out and say what they want to hear.
That's probably smart. You don't want that confrontation.
Well, it's not a confrontation. It's just that typically, the reason they're asking me is so that they can tell me what they think.
Uh-huh.
So it's an easier way to just cut right to them just telling me what they think. That's what people do. They come up, they're like, oh, what do you think of the Blazers? Well, let me tell you what I think of the Blazers. That's what they want to do. And I, you know, look, I've been through it for 20 years, okay? So I usually like, oh, I think they're, yep, could be a good seat. You know, I'll just tell them the things that they probably want to hear. And then I listen to them and I'm like, all right, see ya. So, when asked the question, what to expect from the Blazers this season, I think it's pretty simple. Not much.
Mediocrity?
Yeah, I mean, what are we seeing that would point otherwise, you know?
A lot of hopium like we usually do here in Portland, man. It's just the...
Well, I love that.
Case year after year.
I love that about Blazer fans.
To a point, I do.
Shockingly optimistic Blazer fans. And that's great. That's part of their DNA. Makes them feel better. And of course, you know, then there's me, who's a little bit more realistic. And I would say this. I would say that a wise man once told us on the show here that in the NBA, you must have synergy between owner, GM, coach, and star. And that is more so in the NBA than other leagues. Because star players are worth the most in this league. Well, the Blazers have had very little of that synergy. You know, the owner died. The new one who's overseeing things is absentee and now selling. So then the GM is young, inexperienced. He's been learning on the job. He was not on the same page with the coach. Certainly wasn't on the same page with the star, so much so that the star left. They've since reconciled. It's just been messy. So in between all of that are the little glimmers of hope that I think Blazer fans like to glum onto, and I get why. It's what fans cling to, and it's things like the rookie from China. Chaunce re-upping, Shaden Sharp has, you know, people like, oh, look at this guy. You know, so little things like that, glimmers, you're like, oh, that's what you cling to. But in the end, the win total for this team, I think Vegas put it at 35. And at best, they compete for a play-in spot.
Sounds pretty mediocre to me.
Yeah, so I mean, I just think the biggest thing with this franchise right now is that if you really want them to shift back to being one of the good ones, and they have, under Paul Allen, they were a very good franchise, at least wins and losses wise, for a long time. There's, you know, there was some trouble behind the scenes, but no one cares about that when you're winning, okay? But you have to stabilize ownership and get a new culture. You really need an all-new structure. The Blazers... Julio, two-run dinger.
In the first inning again?
He's raising the roof.
Oh, my God. He's on. Julio is on. He is raising the roof, man. Third home run of the postseason. Last two in the last two games. Oh, my God.
What a dominant performance.
That was nice because Cal's out was kind of wasted by crappy foul out. But, man, 2-0 lead after a nice quick inning for Kirby in the top. Oh, man. Rob, I'm hoping those Team of Destiny utterances are finally coming true.
Well, they are against the Blue Jays. I'm not sure they will against the Dodgers, but...
You know what? If it's Mariners v. Dodgers, that is going to be an epic series, my friend. I think it'll go 7.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, look at this. What happened? Ah, look at that!
Oh, Polanco! No way! Polanco's still on fire!
Ground rule double.
Nice.
God, they're just dominating the Blue Jays.
Well, what did I tell you about Shane...
Dominating!
What did I tell you about Shane Bieber, man? Like, the... And you said this about their bullpen yesterday. They just ain't good.
Yeah, it's shocking that this was the best team in the AL. They don't look good, but that's probably just a testament to the Mariners.
Well, and it's shocking, honestly, to hear all these national pundits that I've heard a lot of people say this. It's obvious that people haven't watched Mariners baseball outside of this area this year because everyone's just kind of like, who are they? How are they better than Toronto? And you and I are like, it's obvious.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're pretty good on paper. They made a couple good trades, too, you know, like getting Naylor and like they improved over the last couple of months. But there was a time this year where the Mariners, I mean, they were losing to the Astros in the division. Like, they weren't that good. The Mariners were hovering around 500. It's like, oh, my God, same old Mariners. But they got hot, and their pitchers have come through. They've stayed healthy, made a couple good trades, and lo and behold, the lineup looks pretty formidable now.
Yeah, what did I say? Credit to DePoto. I've given him a lot of crap. He actually made the moves that they needed to. Oh, this lineup has protection now, baby. And if they're hitting while they're pitching this well, yeah, I'm not sure even the Dodgers can stop them. Knock on wood.
Yeah, I would knock on a lot of wood if
well,
I were
like,
you.
Like you said, though, their bullpen sucks.
Yeah, well, it doesn't matter when your guys are throwing 8 innings of 2-hit ball.
But we're talking about the Brewers here. Go through their lineup 1-9. They're good. They got Churio. They got former, you know, MVP Christian Yelich. So I think that first baseman, like Warner, Wagner, I can't even remember who the hell their first baseman, Andrew Vaughn. Like, they got some guys, but young kid, Frelick, like,
All right, Mariners up 2-0 on the Jays, bottom of the first. Just pressure mounting for Toronto. So what I was saying about the Blazers is, and this is something that I'm sure, you know, people in the know around here know this, but they have always, for so long, operated in a culture predicated upon fear and secrecy and paranoia and mistrust. And a lot of that was brought on by how Paul Allen operated. He was like that. As good of an owner as he was, the organization always took on that personality, and it's really never shaken that. People over there have always been conditioned to look out for number one. It's never been a collective. It's always been this kind of backstabbing power struggle. See the Neil Olshay years. And again, that doesn't mean good things don't happen. They were good for a bit. Olshay certainly was not the worst GM in the league by any means. But when you have a culture like that, you're only going to be so good. Everyone has to be on the same page to get to the next level, to get where you want to go. And for as long as I've been in this town, that culture has not changed. Even after Paul Allen died, that's because a new culture was never put in place. So I just think this is the big thing about the Blazers. they have just got to get this new ownership group in there. Let them reset the entire philosophy and try to get everyone on the same page. That may mean cleaning house. You need to foster a bigger goal environment that everyone together is trying to achieve. Not everyone just looking out for themselves and their own money and their own power. Once that happens, then I think you have a chance to return to a franchise to be proud of. Until that happens, I'm going to say the same things over and over. You may get small victories here and there, but it's just not going to mean much. So there's our Blazer talk for the day. The Big Ten, two schools have stuck their neck out and say, hey, we don't like this capital investment deal. Who's going to win that battle? We'll get to that next. Here's Schultz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
All right, what's up?
Happy hump day.
Yeah, it sure is. Mariners are already jumping on the Jays, 2-0.
Ooh, Kirby's got two outs already in the second.
So tomorrow, Scherzer and Castillo, is that what you said?
Yes, yeah, Luis Castillo v. Max Scherzer.
Okay. Things looking good. For shake leg, Schultzy over there.
Yes, shake leg is right. Holy yes.
Our little Mariner gremlin.
I like that. You know what? That's grown on me. I'm down with it.
So the Big Ten is fighting. Nobody can ever agree on anything. This capital investment deal. So the report is that it came out today that it was easier for Penn State to fire James Franklin and pay the buyout because Penn State knew that this influx of cash was coming in from this capital investment deal. So the proposal is for the Big Ten to get $2.4 billion in cash over 20 years, divvied up by school, not evenly though, from the University of California Pension Investment Fund. So in return, UC Investments gets a cut of the annual league revenue distribution for the next 20 years. So that's the deal. Seems to make sense to me because you're betting, I mean, basically what you're doing if you're the Big Ten is you're betting that the revenues are going to skyrocket, and they should. So why not get some of that scratch now? So Michigan and USC, who just played last weekend, apparently their brass was meeting in LA during that game to oppose the deal, to put their heads together about opposing this deal. So now the Big Ten may be forced to restructure this capital investment deal. So both Michigan and USC have interim presidents. Now, by the way, this information is coming from Ross Dellinger from Yahoo. And so with Michigan and USC being in between school presidents, their boards are holding more power. And there are like 40 people on the USC Board of Trustees. You talk about too many cooks in the kitchen. So this deal, it's supposed to be only the presidents and chancellors who are doing this deal with UC Investments, and then all the presentations to the boards and otherwise are, you know, it's for information purposes only. But now it appears that the boards at Michigan and USC, because they have interim presidents, are getting involved. And most of the Big Ten schools think, and I would imagine Oregon is in this category, they think that it's good to stabilize the Big Ten as it is and take in some cash. Now, Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State would get more money, but there is a performance and marketing arm built in there that allows for schools like, you would think, Oregon, who bring in more for the league, to get more. So if you have more big-time TV games, get to the playoff, that type of thing, Oregon could earn get more of that cash. So apparently Michigan and USC think that it's not good to extend the grant of rights because the landscape of college football is changing so fast. So part of the deal would mean that the Big Ten's grant of rights locks in for all the current schools. So basically the league would stay the same for those 20 years. Nobody's coming in. Nobody's going out. You're stable. A lot of schools in the Big Ten view that as good. Michigan and USC say, well, wait a minute. Why are we pigeonholing ourselves when we all see that super leagues are coming? Perhaps more change is coming. It's happening rapidly. You know, they're already talking about combining television contracts in college football. So would that mean that perhaps there is a super league and we would miss out on that if that shift takes place, if we have locked in our grant of rights? So that's a decent argument too. So it's kind of like the ACC media deal. It seemed good at the time, but now it looks terrible. That's what Michigan and USC are saying about this capital investment deal. And the other rub from Michigan and USC is that they don't think they should sign on to a deal to pay for schools who have a bigger cash problem. Like if they're saying, hey, Penn State just fired James Franklin. Well, that's your problem. Come up with that cash. We're not going to sign on to this deal just because you need the cash because you fired your coach. So I don't know. USC, Michigan, they have a point. To me, it makes sense for the Big Ten to take the cash. And if they do it, it would be it's a landmark deal. Other leagues are going to take some cash too. I mean, I'm sure there's money lining up to invest in college football. Hell, if I had a bunch of money, I would invest in college football. I think that the revenues in college football are shockingly low considering what they could be. They just need to structure it better. And then they're getting there with the playoff and everything. But I think they're going to be making, I don't know if they get into NFL money territory, but they're going to be making billions in short order. And a lot of it comes from TV deals and better games and playoff games. But I just think, I mean, that's what I'd bet on. And that's what the Big Ten is saying that they want to bet on. In the meantime, they would get, I think I read it was like $140 million a year for those top three schools. And then, like I said, it's tiered and performance-based, but that's a lot of money coming into Oregon, and that's a lot of money coming into Washington and UCLA. UCLA, dude, you don't think they're voting for this? They're like, oh my God, please, let us hire a coach, because apparently, according to Ross Dellinger, the schools can spend this money any way they want. So it could be for the James Franklin buyout. It could be for UCLA's new coach. So so it's an interesting fight going on. The only thing we know is that tomorrow, presidents and chancellors are reportedly meeting from the Big Ten. And it's unknown if they're going to vote on this deal. But the one thing you should know is that it does have to be unanimous in order for it to go through. They may have to change it to appease Michigan and USC. So some pretty interesting developments in the Big Ten right now over this deal. And, you know, a lot of people, I'm sure, are scoffing at the idea of big money, big capital like this coming into college football. But there's just no doubt that it was headed this direction. Now that you have to pay players, NIL deals, it was coming. And at least the Big Ten is smart enough to realize that and say, okay, let's get a chunk while we can. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. All right. What sporting events would you most want to see come to the Northwest? One we heard last week is pretty great. And we will get to that next on The Fan.
Seahawks football is on The Fan.
Darnold has time. Gonna let it fly. JSN is out there. JSN has it. Touchdown! Seahawks! A spike in the end zone and a 61-yard rocket.
Join us all season long for Seahawks football.
Lawrence drops back. Gets hit! Goes down! It's Chenna as well as D. Lawrence.
The Seahawks play here.
Holy catfish!
On the Fan Sports Network.
Two-run home run, Jimenez.
By the nine-hitter.
Yeah, that guy's not even supposed to be on their roster.
No, he was traded from the Guardians last year. He sucks. He really isn't supposed to be able to hit. But, yeah, lay one down the middle for anybody in Major League Baseball.
Way to go, George Kirby. Should have heard Schulte. He was like, are you effing kidding me?
Yeah,
he's already depressed. It's 2-2, man. You guys are good. Look, I said this before. The Blue Jays, to me, and they may win this game, okay? But the Blue Jays are not built to come back in this series. When they're tossing Shane Bieber out there, and the other day they tossed a rookie who'd started 4 big league games.
Yeah, you savage, yeah.
Dude, it's one thing if you have a few nasty pitchers, like, waiting in the wings that can get you back in the series, but they don't have that. So then they have to rely on their offense. And it's not nearly as good as the Mariners' pitchers.
Ooh, nice catch by Robles. But it's still scary, man, because they're... All right, what did they end up winning 10-3, even though the Blue Jays ended up tying it in Game 2 at 3 apiece? Like, that could happen again, but it's a little...
Well, like I said...
Nerve-wracking right now,
even
man.
I get it. You're never going to not be nervous. I don't have a dog in the fight, even though I'm pulling for you. I'm just saying, you're going to be fine. This could go 7. I think the Mariners are fine.
Okay.
They have better pitching by a mile, and their hitters are hot. Like, Julio's already hit a home run tonight. Polanco hit another. They're raking right now. Now, the Dodgers, it's a little different story. I can't wait to see the Mariners pitchers against the Dodgers lineup. That's going to be fun, because if anything will test how good the Mariners staff really is, it's the Dodgers. They're nasty. Now, the one area where you can get the Dodgers is, of course, the bullpen. Huge advantage for the Mariners over the Dodgers when it comes to the bullpen. And so that's where you're going to you're just going to have to hit their starters enough to get to the bullpens earlier than the ninth inning. My God, the Brewers didn't even get to the Dodgers bullpen last night, and in Game 1, it took them till the ninth inning.
Yep.
And even that was Dave Roberts' fault. He should have left Snell in there. So you've got to get to those starting pitchers as good as... Because those guys are good, too. Snell, Yamamoto, Otani. You got to get to those guys and get them to throw a lot of pitches and get into the bullpen way earlier. And if you can do that, that's your chance. That's your avenue. That's your path.
And that is one thing the Mariners have been doing. Skubal, of course, he threw 13 strikeouts, I think, against the Mariners in Game 5 of that ALDS for the Tigers. However, his pitch count was way up there when he left because they were taking walks. And if they weren't taking walks, they were at least working those strikeouts to a 2-2 count, to a 3-2 count, maybe a couple of foul-offs. That, I think, is the kryptonite for the Mariners against the Dodgers, or I guess vice versa, for the Dodgers by the Mariners. If they can go in and do that, they've got a good chance. But they got 2 more games here first, brother. Gosh darn.
Brother.
Brother.
Well, yeah, Yeah. Let's just wait. Let's wait and see what happens.
Vladdy's okay? at the plate right now. Yeah. That's why you're saying that. You're like, yeah, let's just wait.
Well, no, I just, like I said, I just would be feeling good if I'm a Mariner fan, but I get it. You know, it's scar tissue and it's been a long time and you just can never get that feeling when you're this deep in it. But Dodgers,
I mean, yeah, they do scare me. I'm not when I was saying, like, I think the Mariners could win in seven when they had a 2-0 lead. I saw somebody on the YouTube like, oh, it's so funny to see Schulte go from nervous to, like, you know, high on the Mariners horse, like, within 5 minutes. And I'm just saying, like, when they're on, they can do it. But
well, look, let's be honest. You are a little cocky Mariner fan over there, Schulte.
Fake it till you make it, right?
Oh God, there's another hit. Jesus.
God,
they suck. What are the Mariners even doing in this series?
Oh, shut up. Just.
All right. You enjoy the game.
Yeah, Vladdy's on second with a double. Runners well,
it's about time
third.
He did something.
Yep.
He's our only good hitter.
Well, we knew that the Jays, like I told you before the game tonight, we're getting their best shot here in Seattle. So
Kirby's supposed to be good.
Not right now.
So I was asking, what sporting event would you most want to see come to the Northwest? I saw last week, we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but the Savannah Bananas are coming. Did you see that, Schulte?
Yeah, well, they came to Seattle. Are they coming to Portland now?
Yeah, well, they're coming to Eugene.
Oh, Autzen Stadium.
Yeah, they're going to play at Autzen Stadium.
That'll fill right up, man. That's a hard ticket to get, the Savannah Bananas.
Yes, that's really cool.
I might
even go down to that.
You should, Rob. It's definitely... It's like a fun new age baseball. If you haven't heard of it, it's just fun. Go check it out. Like, it's hard to describe. It's just new rules take on the game of baseball.
Well, it's entertainment. It's like, think Harlem Globetrotters, but of baseball.
Thank you.
So it's kinda June 27th and 28th of next year at Autzen. The Bananas will play the Party Animals. They always play. And the ticket lottery list will open. Oh, it's already open. It runs through Halloween. So to sign up for the ticket lottery for the hosted Autzen Stadium games, fans can go to there's a link. Okay, so it's the savannahbananas.com/tickets. Okay, so you can get tickets that way. But nice. That is going to be, well, what do they hold, 60 in there?
Yeah, right around there.
Do they fill that?
Oh, yeah, they filled whatever.
Well, they filled an NFL stadium, didn't they?
Yeah.
Not too long ago.
Whatever stadium Clemson plays in, they filled that one too. I mean, we're talking like...
Yeah, Raymond James. They played in Tampa. They sold it out, 65,000.
I thought they sold out like an 80,000-seat stadium earlier this
summer,
too.
Yep, right here. They said, you're right, 81,000 at Clemson University's Memorial Stadium.
There you go. That's the one I was
thinking. So you think Autzen sells out too? 60,000 for that?
I mean, you just said, Rob, there's a literal waiting list. And if you go and you look at the whole schedule for the Savannah Bananas this last summer, even the events that were still a month or two away, they were already sold out. And you had to, like, get on a lottery, for the Mariners hosting of the Savannah Bananas up at T-Mobile in September, like, months early. It's just really tough to get a ticket to this. So,
let's go see if we can get tickets. This says... tickets start at $35 when purchased directly from their site.
I bet you we could get some media access. I don't even think you'd have to get a ticket.
How do we get on that?
All right.
So you're saying because it's a lottery list, they're sold out? Or that's just the way they disseminate their tickets?
It's the way they've disseminated it because it's so popular. When it started... Obviously, the smaller stadiums sold out. They moved it to bigger stadiums, and they've just... I mean, it's literally like a monster that's just grown from nothing. What a story.
Well, yeah. Didn't the owners, like, throw their life savings at it?
Yeah. Yeah, and they said they wanted to make baseball fun. And
And they did!
This fledgling minor league team in Savannah, Georgia, they turned into, something new.
Well,
the
Lord
Harlem
knows
Globetrotters of baseball.
Watching these Mariners and Blue Jays isn't fun.
Not yet.
Crappy ass baseball.
God.
Well, is there an event you would like to see come to the Northwest? I know a lot of people would say World Cup, and I think it's coming to Seattle maybe when they come over here next year.
Yeah, I hope.
Aren't they?
I thought so.
I thought so too.
I would have used to have said like the NBA All-Star game. Now I don't care about that. The NBA, like you're saying, it's just kind of it's changed as a league. So
NBA sucks.
Not really too high on that anymore. I mean, if you did like a neutral site Super Bowl game just in not an NFL stadium,
in
like at
Seattle.
Autzen. Yeah, Seattle or at Autzen Stadium. Like, how about...
Whoa, did you say Super Bowl at Autzen?
It seats 60,000. What does an NFL stadium seat?
Well, I don't... Yeah, I don't know. They send them to... Like, they would never put a Super Bowl at Autzen Stadium. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah, no, they never would, but just that there's opportunities for cool events to come here. But, I don't know, F1 racing, it came to Vegas? Like, how about you put a track around Portland or something?
F1 would be sweet.
Right?
Yeah. All-star game, NBA?
It'd
be kind of cool.
I mean, I guess. Like, didn't I just say, like, meh?
Oh, were you talking about the All-Star game? Or
yeah,
just...
yeah.
The you were. Okay.
Yeah, no, the All-Star game because they...
Oh,
they...
I thought you were talking about... Okay, sorry.
No, the finals. No, they said that the All-Star game was never here because...
Well, you know the finals aren't coming here.
Not anytime soon.
Hey-o.
Well, they don't have enough five-star hotels, right? So...
That's what they always... Well, it wasn't five-star. It was hotel rooms per...
Space per capita. Yeah. Too many strip clubs, too little hotels.
Oh, God, they got the bases loaded, Schultz. How you feeling, dude?
But, I mean...
Are you out of your mind?
I like the force at any base.
Two outs, though.
Yeah.
Big AB right here for the Jays.
Big at bat.
Who's this guy? Oh, it's Varsho. Oh, God.
Ugh.
This punching Judy.
Seriously, man. He's like cross-eyed. No, go look
okay,
at his picture.
Schultz, we don't need to take personal shots at him.
Oh, I'm sure if he saw me, he'd take a personal shot right at me. So I'm going to take... His name is
Our
Dalton.
Our lovable Mariners gremlin? His name is Dalton.
His name is Dalton Varsho.
Well, I did say he had the most punchable face on the team, so yeah. I guess I'm taking shots.
Are you telling me Dalton Varsho was one of the nicer guys at his high school? I doubt it. I effing doubt it, okay?
Oh, man.
Come on.
What's going on with Kirby? All right, let's take a break. Hey. When we come back, we've got the club hour, where tonight we're gonna talk about the Willamette Week interview with the protesting chicken man. And I have a survey. At what age do people peak? Or I'm sorry, a study. At what age do people peak? That number may surprise you. Next on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.